The guy on the phone for a second date update today is the creepy guy at the gym.
Oh, I don't know that for a fact. Oh, okay.
His name is John, and he emailed us because the girl that he wants to call today, he met her at the gym. So I'm just assuming that he's the creepy guy at the gym.
Hey, you want some help? You want me to spot you on your squats? Like, get down low. You got to get down real low. Like, lean into it with your butt. Like, do you want me to clean up after you? I'll follow you around and clean up all the benches that you're on with sweat. Like, you're sweating a lot, but it looks hot. Was that you, John?
Yes, it's me, but I'm not what you just described, but thank you.
No problem. Your email said that you met the girl you want to call today for a second date update at the gym.
Yeah, we were in the same spin class, and we've been in the same class for actually a few weeks. So.
Oh, so you've been eyeing her for a while.
Yeah, I was kind of positioned. I was always in the back row right behind her.
And what did I say about creepy?
Yeah, I think Jubal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Climb that hill. He's a Tour de France right now. You're looking good up there in front.
I know. It's not sounding good for me. I realize that. But I'm actually a decent human being. I promise.
Did it take you a while to work up the courage to actually ask her out on a date?
You know, I was really into her right when I met her, but what happened was at some point I fell off the bike in the middle of the class, and I happened to draw a lot of attention.
How did you fall off the bike? How'd you do that?
They're stationary, you know? Like, they're not
These bikes have clips in it, and I've never been good with the clips, and I was trying to get on the bike, and it just was not good, and it was
weird, bad.
But it was funny, and so it was. And she came up, asked if I was okay, and we started joking around, and clearly, there's clearly chemistry, and I just kind of asked her if she wanted to hang out sometime, and she said she was busy the rest of the week, but kind of flippantly, she said, you know, how about now?
How about now? Like, hang out right now?
Yeah.
Do you mean you guys had your date in the back of a spin class?
No. No, I live nearby, so we just went for a walk, and, you know, I walked to my place, and I made her dinner, and it was great.
Okay, hold on, though. You guys sat in the same clothes you were taking spin class in all evening and ate dinner in them as well?
No, she had her stuff from the gym, so she just asked to shower up at my place while I was making dinner, so it worked out great.
Oh, wow. My God. She totally went through your whole medicine cabinet to see what you're all about.
That's like a fantasy date, though. You ask someone out of the gym who you think is hot, and then all of a sudden she's at your house showering, like in the matter of hours?
Yeah, it was kind of awesome, I have to say. I mean,
it was kind of like,
yeah.
He wasn't thinking about making dinner at all. He was just thinking about hot naked girl in the other
room.
I mean, it was nice to know that she was using my shower, yes. I'm not going to say that I didn't enjoy that. But but hey, I cooked her a good dinner. I made her a really good, I make a great bolognese. I brought out the best wine I had, and it was good. We kind of made out a little bit. And
oh, nice.
We didn't sleep together or anything. You know, we just kissed. It was very innocent.
Okay. Dude, the whole thing sounds dreamy, to be honest.
Yeah, what went wrong?
Okay, so this is where I think I made my mistake, although I don't think it was really a mistake. After she left, I went into my bathroom, and I found her. She had these, like, bright yellow and patterned, like, yoga pants.
Okay.
In my bathroom.
And you put them on.
I did. Actually, I did. Just as a joke,
Shut
I put them on, and I took a selfie.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, exactly. It was pretty funny.
No, listen to me right now. No woman ever wants to know that you fit in their pants. I am just going to lay that out there right now.
I clearly didn't fit, but that was part of the joke. So that's when I sent it to her. That was the whole point of the joke, is that I look ridiculous. And I thought I was just being silly, you know?
Yeah. And what do you think she thought?
I don't know, because she never responded. And
she didn't respond?
Oh.
Dude, that's a big thing to just leave hanging there in
that's
the text world. Like, no response, not even a, like, happy face or...
Nothing.
Wow. So you put on her pants, texted her a picture, and that's the last time you heard from her.
And I sent her another text saying, listen, hey, that was totally a joke. I was just trying to be funny. Do you actually want your pants back? And nothing.
Dude, and I will say, to not respond to that, those yoga pants are freaking expensive,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
If she wants me to replace them, I will absolutely to replace them and whatever she wants, but I can't get a hold of her in any way. She won't get back to me.
Man.
How bad did you look in the pictures?
I mean, I look ridiculous. That was the point. I look so bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe it was a turnoff. Maybe she saw the picture and she's like, now I can't.
Oh, no.
Like, I can never get that image out of my head.
That's really depressing, if that's right.
So, do you want to ask her for another date, or are you just trying to give her pants back?
I would love another date, because she's, like, I thought it was a great fit, and I thought she was...
The pants
just like
or
the
her?
Pants.
Like, are you just trying to wear some more yoga pants?
No, I would like to get those pants back to her and apologize if I offended in any way, but I don't know what went wrong, and I feel bad if I drove her away from her gym, you know what okay. I mean? Like, it's a great gym. Yeah. I feel horrendous if I did that.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and find out if you wearing her yoga pants ruined your chance at a second date, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on.